Welcome. We're the Bums of Manarchy. This is Rocky, and with me is, as usual, Patty and Eddie. Talk about how we can hate on Jim Harbaugh.
Yes. And wow. Matt Patricia.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, God. Lions are awful, dude.
Oh, my God. They're just brutal. How is he not fired today after getting embarrassed last week to a backup quarterback and then on national television?
Looking woeful.
Oh.
Woeful.
Oh.
Back to back.
What, they have three turnovers and eight possessions or something like that yesterday?
Wow.
It was.
That's Matt, a recipe for not winning.
Matt Stafford, if he was out of the Lions, I guarantee you, he'd be a hell of a better quarterback than he is. That guy, that poor guy had just been shit on by that whole system.
Yeah, well,
you had Kelvin Johnson.
Billy
Kelvin
Sims. Start with that.
Yeah. Oh, fucking Billy Sims. Mm-hmm. What about...
Then the other BS, number 20, in Megatron.
Megabomb.
Yeah.
I mean, and God, I'm blanking on the Sanders.
Yeah, really? Barry Sanders. Yeah.
I mean, for him, he walked away on the top.
Oh yeah, 100%.
He did a Jim Brown.
100%.
At least Brown had stuff to do. Mm-hmm. But
no disrespect to Sweetness, but I think Barry Sanders, pound for pound, is the best running back. Not Emmitt Smith.
Mm. Oh fuck him! Fuck Emmitt
Smith. He had a great offensive line.
Yeah, and a lot of offensive weapons.
Yeah, I mean, Peyton had nothing for a lot of years.
Wow. Shit, Peyton had the three of us blocking. We would have done better than some of those. Noah Jackson.
Ouch.
And as many touchdowns in the Super Bowl as Walter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that hurts, dude.
That does sting.
That's still fucking raw. Oh, no. That's never going to heal. Until the day he dies.
Oh, and then taking that to his grave.
Exactly.
You know what? They're going to put it on as a... Somebody's going to chisel it on his headstone.
Yeah. Yeah, but Ditka somehow will be able to sell the rights to that beyond the grave.
He already has. You know that?
Futures. Apology futures.
He's actually selling headstones right now. You know, with his face on it, with his caricature on it.
Oh, the pork chop.
And, you know, and it'll be like that cloud, you know, where they get Mike Ditka says, hey, this was a good fucking egg.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah. You got to try all the special effects out for Patrick.
I mean, think about it. Ditka, he was not a good coach.
He was terrible.
No, Ditka was an incredible fucking marketer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was a marketing whore.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no,
and I'm not
no,
saying
no question
that.
About that.
I'm not being mean about whores either.
No. You need love, too, Pat.
Hey, what are you going to do?
You're going to be fucking better and not squander what should have been two or three Super Bowls. That's what you're going to do.
At least three.
But no, it had to be all about Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what it became. I mean, that motherfucker just, it was me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't nobody overextend themselves. Stay focused.
Yeah, stay focused. While you guys should be staying focused and I should be running the team, I'm going to be doing commercials. Oh, yeah.
Chaps my ass.
Yeah,
that's sore.
You know what? It's still. I was thinking about this the other day. It still goes back, and I remain from when I was a kid, and even when we had the success, the Bulls, the 6 years, the
Blackhawks,
the Blackhawks, you know
the Sox and Cubs. Yeah.
Our pro franchises. Just suck ass.
If you aggregate the years,
you think about
versus
that.
Boston.
Yeah, you know the Cubs and White Sox. I mean, they were duly so bad. Statistically, it was almost fucking impossible. And those guys managed to just be just so bad for so fucking long. You're like, going, how that can't be. You couldn't stumble into.
Statistically, you could. You could fall into the World Series.
Yeah. And think about this. The Bulls, let's be honest, if Portland doesn't take Sam Bowie and we have Michael Jordan slip down to us, I don't think we ain't getting six. We probably don't have one.
But they had Drexler. That's why they didn't take Jordan.
Well, and that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes perfect sense. And Hakeem Olajuwon went number one.
Well,
which that makes sense.
10 times out of 10. Even, you know.
Well, back in that day, it was center, more of a center focus league. Sure. But still, Lajuan, great defender, could score, could do stuff. Yeah. Jordan was still just a young, wispy, like 6'6 guy that, you know, he could fly.
Right.
But
could have flamed out after 2 years.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, he didn't. But but think about that. Rod Thorn picked him. And then was shortly fired after that, if I'm not mistaken.
Of course. Who fired him? Hawk Harrelson?
Oh.
Dude, that's funny.
All right. So in our lifetimes, basically, the Bears won championship. Uh-huh. Or in our lifetime that we can recognize.
Yeah. 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 I'm not counting anything.
Yeah.
Pre-Super Bowl era.
For me, 63. I don't remember that shit. The Hawks were probably the ones that took advantage of being bad, got a core group of players, stuck with that well. But lately, Sam Bowen.
It's over.
The love affair is gone.
It's over. See you later.
I still say you'd trade Kaner. He's got value.
Love affair is over.
You got to start looking just at your Connor McDavids of the world, and these guys that are coming out. You got to rebuild that core.
Hey, Kaner just turned 32.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
32.
Fuck. I don't like the sound of that. It makes me feel
old. Has a kid. Just had a kid, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Good on him.
Yeah. And I don't know. Cool, so, and I think Tapes was about the same age.
Yeah, yeah.
Duncan Keith, who...
He's done. I love Duncan.
That dude.
He's done. He's a monster.
They're in rebuilding mode. They need to get rid of everyone they can.
I would. I'd get it.
Kane.
I would. Why? What are you going to do?
Why?
Just squander him, too?
No, but you got to have someone beloved.
New chapter.
I guess. I don't like the sound of that.
Dude. They didn't make the playoff 2 years in a row.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that either. I want it my way. I want it both ways.
Okay.
Just like fucking...
How's that working out?
Yeah.
Burger King. I want it my way.
Give me some crickets.
They made it to the playoffs this year just because it was so crickets. Strange.
Yeah.
If it was a regular, they weren't making it.
There you go.
They weren't making it at all. And then let's throw in DePaul and Loyola basketball. let's throw down Illinois. Let's throw Illinois in there too.
Northwestern made the tournament once.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
I love my Cats, but holy fucking shit! Once, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about the Cats 5-0 right now?
Loving the 5-0.
Plus, they got three games. They have three games left that are winnable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they easily could be 8-0.
They're number 8 in the college playoff. Are they? Whatchamacallit.
Because of Wisconsin falling out?
Wisconsin's not going to be eligible to play, saying. Yeah.
With that
included. Yeah, probably.
Otherwise, they'd probably, they'd beat them. But.
Indiana has one loss, so.
Yeah. Indiana's fucking tough.
Indiana's a good program right now.
You don't want to play them.
No. No, not at all. They gave Ohio State a scare.
They did.
Ohio State was 20.5 line.
It was that high?
Oh, yeah. I thought they were going to cover easily. They had it locked down. It's like, of course.
Did you put the not kitchen, this weekend. Kitchen sink. Did you put the kitchen sink up on that one?
No, but, oh, my God.
Hey, this will pay for all the dumb bets I had made earlier in the week.
Last week was my Waterloo. It was a bloodbath. Just so goddamn bad. I got Notre Dame in 6.5 today. So come on, Irish. Oh, I hate rooting for you.
I got the other side of that. Go figure.
5.5.
No, I took North Carolina outright.
Oh, money line.
Yeah,
money decent.
It was pretty. It was okay. I want to say 132, something like that.
Okay,
not too bad.
Yeah.
Worthwhile.
Yeah.
You know.
You got a lot going Sunday.
I don't have much going Sunday.
No. Not yet.
Okay, yesterday, I'm so pissed.
Why?
You know how we were talking? I
had yeah, why? You? Wow.
Mr. Sunshine rides again.
No, I'm so pissed. I took in that Dallas game. I had Dallas to win outright on the sympathy fucking bet.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
I like the strategy.
I mean, think about it.
I do.
Your fucking strength coach dies
at 54.
At the thing.
Whoa, 54.
Scary. And I mean, I don't know his name. I'm sorry. But
yeah.
The guy died. And I'm like going, you think Thanksgiving Day, we're going to come out, play like a motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
That was my strategy. Well, uh-huh. that
Well, Newt Rockne, how'd that work out for you?
Not good.
Newt Rockne. More like Newt Rockne.
Rocky.
He had a better speech from the grave than I did, obviously.
That's awesome.
So what happens is, I've been liking every once in a while, especially when you're playing a turnover machine, I've been liking the defense and special teams for scoring TDs.
Sure, sure.
I took Dallas.
Why not?
At 550.
Yeah.
Well, that fucker intercepted. I don't know who it was. Fucking intercepted the ball. I'm going, yeah, go.
Run, look at the fucking run.
And some run for some lightning motherfucker.
DJ Metcalf.
No, it was. I don't know who it was. I just was so, you fucker. You know, so he gets tackled about 2 yards from the end zone.
Oh.
He was kind of high stepping, thinking, I'm going in.
He's doing Deshaun Jackson.
He gets caught.
That's not good.
That's not a good look.
No, not good for my pocketbook. No. I mean, I was up on the day, but that would have been like, okay, I can do with the, you know, the sympathy thing.
Sure.
But at least score the fucking touchdown, asshole.
Yeah. You can't find a spot on the bench far enough from the fucking coaching staff.
Special teams coach is just gonna get the Maury with a nice pick.
hey, Mike McCarthy.
Oh,
how's your cooler?
He's safe for at least one more year.
I know. But
you know why? You know why he's safe?
Because
politics, man.
Oh, you were just waiting for the window on that.
Wow. Yeah, sorry, I had to tease it out. Give it a try.
Nice. Well, Mike McCarthy looks like such a dope on the sidelines, and then you get the
he does too.
Hey, let's see Jerry up in his box. It's like, Jerry, do you ever think? Yeah, you made money in oil, and that's a tough way to go. Do you ever think maybe I'll just pay a GM to do the work?
His ego won't allow it,
and he ain't a good GM.
He's a terrible GM.
No, he sucks. No.
When he had his highest peak as far as the Cowboys are concerned, who was his head coach?
Jimmy Johnson.
Exactly.
Jimmy Joe.
We ran the fuck out of town.
He did for winning?
Yeah, yeah. No, because there was two massive egos, and Jimmy was the face of the franchise because he's on the sidelines.
Right.
And that Barry Switzer win, Jerry should get a fucking ring for that, or Jimmy should get a ring.
Oh, yeah. It had nothing to do with Barry.
You could have coached that. I could have coached that fucking Cowboys team. All right, Aikman, go.
A monkey.
Yeah, there was, hey... do your own plays because you know the team better than I do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's that simple. All right, I'll sign the checks.
All right.
Yeah.
But guys, ego in sports, man. That's
is such a thing?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's why some people who are exceptional athletes no one wants on their team. Because they're horrible locker room guys.
Yeah.
They can't be aware of their own.
Well, conversely, too, the greats can't coach. Or manage.
Right, because they it's so hard.
Yeah,
that's true,
too. You treat them as, well, I did it this way. You should be able to do it, too. It's just like,
Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's
yeah, that's really about it.
It's in a dictionary. Nationals and Rangers, right?
Yeah. Wow. Senators.
You're right.
Pre-Nats.
Pre-Nats, you're right.
The Washington Baseball Club, shall we say.
I don't know. Yeah, what is... Speaking of Washington clubs...
Yeah.
Talk is that they're going to do the Washington football team again next year.
What?
That they're going to wait till they're really doing an exhaustive search.
You fucking kidding me?
No. Exhaustive search.
You're so stupid. It's no wonder they fucking suck.
How did that motherfucker make money? Because
internet, I think.
And his toy. Yeah, market. I think it was a marketing.
Was it? No, that was Cuban. Was the internet. I don't know. No, everybody hates Dan Snyder in Washington.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, rightfully so.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole. And this whole cheerleader scandal and dude, you do not want to be a woman working in the Washington Football Club franchise anywhere.
No.
At least
no.
Up until today.
No.
Wow.
No.
Zero respect.
No.
Was that the where they took people on a trip to the Bahamas or something?
Yeah, so for a calendar shoot or some shit like that. And there was...
And they had boosters. They had not boosters.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
They were suggested to...
Oh, yeah. Entertain, quote unquote.
Treating them like prostitutes.
Oh, yeah. Essentially, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's uncool.
No, that ain't good at all. That ain't good. Well, you know what? I'm not crying for the fucking Redskins.
Oh, no. Oh, hell no. Thank Christ I wasn't born a Redskins fan. It's bad enough I was born a Lions fan.
I'm glad that that name's gone. Just get it out. Should have been gone a while ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
All right, speaking of names.
Yeah.
Speaking of names.
Did you do a search on that?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Here, let me do this. Carry on, and I'll join you in progress here.
All right.
That would be quite good. Oh,
today we have a Della. It's a Coast style. Yeah. Our friends at Old Irving Brewing. It's a 5.2%.
I didn't realize it was 5.2.
5.2. That's and solid. It's got a bunch of German type hops that I can make out: Tettnang, Pilsner, and Vienna. There's other two. My German's a little rusty.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, mine's never been good.
Yeah.
no, Della's solid. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fine. And then Till Death, my fave is the Betamax and Relax.
I think. I just tried the other night from there the Grizzly Reaper.
Oh yeah,
chocolate. Oh, there you go. Standard. That was me last.
I was muted, so I might get a little
reverb.
I was muted, so wow. Sorry about that. I couldn't have avoided.
That was like me last night. I had to stand up at your place just because I was like, oh, this is bad. And then I was like, I gotta go because this
a lot of gas.
This is gonna be.
What was it in particular? Anything?
Well, everything. Just, probably just you
know
your what
metabolism.
I think my body. I just been. Yeah. Killed my body for the last
2 weeks or so.
2 weeks, yeah. And it just was like, and then I thought, yeah, I can drink, I can eat like a champ.
then not.
Then it said, yeah, you're going to be like expending things out of your body like a champ. Hello, how are you? yeah, thank you very much on that one. Fine job on the Bloody Mary.
Dude, I do what I can.
Yeah, it's going to taste like the second one here shortly.
It's not even yeoman's work. It's just like you went above and beyond.
This is true.
The thing is, then I'm going to start munching on these garnishes on a live mic.
And you know, I don't throw out accolades like that too often.
No, like sore lids.
Very good. A crack like that will get you shipped to Philadelphia.
Hey, speaking of Hallis, I'm sorry. Let me throw something
ahead.
At you.
Finish your thought.
I was thinking about this the other day.
Yes.
You know, we're going to be stuck with the McCaskey family.
Forever, dude.
Forever. Because I was just thinking about tax liability on that has to just be horrendous.
And from what I've read, to try and unravel that thing financially
is
impossible. It is so just
could they be bought out? Could they be bought out if you had the right
money? It's going to have to. Yeah.
I mean, but it's got to be, the thing is, what I'm saying is it's got to be so huge because it's got to cover that tax liability because the way, I mean, everyone's going to get hit on a different level because you're talking about, you know.
Generational.
You're probably going into a fourth generation, I think.
Easily.
So what am I missing?
No, I'm just saying.
Just
I'm
sell
just
it.
Saying,
it's my, just going to be
in a perfect world.
But if they said, hey, here's $5 billion.
Oh, $5
billion? Or just something ridiculous.
Arbitrary number. Yeah, $5
billion. What would their, I'm not understanding the tax liability thing, I guess.
The way it's just kind of just been put together, it's kind of like a legacy system is my understanding. It's so interwoven.
You inherit.
Everything is just kind of,
yes. Yeah.
It's all the, you know, Virginia, it goes to the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean how the trust is set up?
Oh, it's got to be just,
I see what you're saying.
Figure it out on your own, then, yeah, that's why there's tax attorneys.
I mean, in a perfect world, I mean, we were just making fun of Jerry, but I'll give Jerry a props. That dude just put up big money, and he built that stadium, state of the art.
Mm-hmm. No, his wife's a
supposed to have like
collector.
A crazy art gallery in it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just
Park
awesome.
District,
and we have that shitbag.
Wow,
yeah. That
shitbag. All right, what was the name that I'm searching for?
Well, Sons of Manarchy.
Ooh. And Bums of Manarchy. Hold on.
Ooh. That's a... Anarchy. I like that.
I'm Sons of Manarchy.
Bums. Sons of Manarchy. Bums. Bums of Manarchy.
You know, Sons of Manarchy is definitely available. No result at all on Apple.
All right.
Which means it's not going to be...
Just do a regular
the same
search.
On Spotify.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, just in case there's not some...
Just do a regular search. A general search? I don't know what I'll do is I'll do a DNS name search, too. Just want the hamburger. You don't even know about the slaughter process. You don't want the walkthrough of the slaughterhouse like Mickey Fishhook's got when he went to Detroit? Yes. I can get good looking at T-Bone sticking head of a butcher's ass, but I'd rather take his word for it. Tommy boy. Anyways, back to the DNS search.
That's why we
your pay grade and on the technology stuff at least. So let me find it.
Yeah, so Bumps of Anarchy is good. Sons of Manarchy. Bumps of Anarchy. Sons of Manarchy.
Combo it.
That's even better. It's a combo.
There's no
Bumps of Anarchy. Let's look it up, though.
I like the three mopes and a mic. Or three mopes on a mic or whatever.
Is functional alcoholism taken?
I'm digging that. That's kind of a cool...
that's available if it just as a DNS. Bums of Manarchy.
Bums of Manarchy LLC.
I like that.
Bums of Manarchy LLC. I don't know. Let's
do we like it better that way or with individual? Make a decision here, let's look at on individual. All right, Bums of Anarchy.
I like his tone, though.
Yeah. It's good jumping off.
I like his tone, though. I like that. Bums of
Anarchy. And then check your Sons of Anarchy. See if Sons of Anarchy is taken.
Sons of Anarchy.
You sound confident.
I think that one got. Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure.
How many points you given?
I'm willing to put the mortgage on it.
Wow. I'm keeping the dog.
Yeah, without the wife and kids. Wow. I'm keeping the dog. Yeah. It's just for the avoidance of doubt.
Ace, you're coming with me.
Come on, buddy.
It's like, hey, Ace, you're coming good. With me.
Exactly. Pack your bag. Oh, you don't have any bags. Get in the Batmobile. Going to the Ritz. Forward my mail there.
Presidential suite for us, bitch. Let's go.
Bet right. Your bowl. How you
absolutely.
Ace, you're killing me.
Ace, you're killing me.
Ace, go outside and fucking find it. God damn it.
We'll just have it delivered. Jackrabbit or some shit. Some app.
Shit. Two hour delivery, yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Be sin.
You
be
know
sin
it.
Not
Nebraska.
Jesus. Why else would you do it?
Fuck this team. They can lose.
How should they look like world beaters today? They're 1-3.
Yeah. 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 Thank you. Yeah. Beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's one of those where it's like, yeah. And you know what? They did it. They did it because they're. Yeah. When they were in the Big 12, whatever they call that.
Their banana.
They were always. They had lost their cachet. You know, Oklahoma, Texas.
Yeah, hoops, for sure.
Kansas, for that matter. Not in football, but in like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they always were considered better because they're hoops.
Yeah, top tier.
Bring them up. And Nebraska was like, shit, we got nothing. And, you know, they just, so think for them, being invited in the Big Ten got them so much more
geographically
money
makes sense.
And
Maryland or Rutgers.
It made sense.
Ugh. I'm not even sold on Penn State yet still being in the Big Ten. I still don't like that.
Oof. Yeah, how the fuck
were you sold on Penn State? Well, my folks were.
Yeah. Well, you're from out that way.
Yeah, I just grew up.
I thought it was a good
Ten,
move.
And you know why they call it the Big Ten? Because there's 10 fucking teams. And it's big.
Because it's big?
Let's unpack.
Hold on. Let me think that one out.
There were 10.
There were
not a math major.
I don't like these. We'll go into that some other time.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Especially Notre Dame. Fuck them, too. But they're the one that should be in the Big Ten.
You know what?
Especially Notre Dame.
You should. 100%.
But they should. By geography, they should.
No. Because you would have.
Plus, it'd be fun to fucking stomp on them.
Yeah, but
those people.
Problem is what do you mean, those people?
Those people at Notre Dame. They just.
What do you mean, those people?
They are those people.
Yeah, no shit.
I am prejudiced against Notre Damers.
You know, mm-hmm. The problem is, 88's the last time they won a national championship. They come up with every cockamamie. His grandfather was, Charles Lindbergh's chauffeur, and he felt bad that his Charles Lindbergh's kid was gone. And he, the kid still lives with that hurt today. And he's trying extra hard against the Air Force Academy.
How's that kid that died on that scissor lift?
Air Force Academy flies. Yeah, exactly. Shit like that.
Yeah, because she was raped. Yeah, exactly.
Not good.
How's that working out?
Or that girl that committed suicide. Not good.
Yeah. Not good.
Oh, yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
No bueno. Oh,
you know what? Yeah, they got a crack at Lynn.
Raging asshole. Yeah. Raging asshole. I'm
telling you.
I still don't think Pound.
Fuck that. I don't even. They're just
Trevor Lawrence.
I still don't think Pound for pound for pound for pound. They're fucking. Their physicality does not compare to Alabama's, even Alabama on a bad year.
No, you're right.
Not compared to Clemson. Yeah, okay. Does not compare to the Buckeyes.
No,
I'll send those three against them any day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm anti-Notre Dame. You know that because it's just they're always in the picture because, they're,
for a long time.
Yeah.
And but it's like Notre Dame hasn't been Notre Dame for a long time.
Play since Rudy days.
Oh, God.
Rudy.
Surprised it hasn't happened. I'm surprised it hasn't happened because you know what? They can talk about all economic standards and how hard it's going.
How's that working out these days for old Chicago Botech? He might be in jail.
How's that work?
Is he in jail? He might be in jail.
He's no longer the athletic.
Because he's Chris Zorich, that's why.
No.
He somehow got that job.
Yeah, there's some financial priorities attached to Chris.
He very well may be behind fucking bars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that what we're calling it? Foundation, right?
Yeah.
Oh. It sounds more like a fucking pyramid scheme, scam,
shit,
some shit.
Well, it was a good story. Chris Storch was a good story. He was not a good player.
Well, his girlfriend's
it was a good
hot.
Story. Man Tail was a good story for a while.
Yeah, he worked. He worked at a place that Chris Zorich worked at my sister's a company she worked for called Jordan Industries from years ago, and they did all kinds of shit, mostly M&A stuff and some investment crap. But yeah, so he was an employee of the firm, along with who's the other Notre Damer? He's a cornerback, I think.
Couldn't tell you.
African American kid. What the hell's his name?
Raqib Ismail. No. I got
it. You would know.
Yeah, he's Irish. No. Probably more Irish than you.
I keep wanting to say Troy Vincent, but I know that's not right.
But, Notre Dame still gets good players. They just don't get it. There's still always some good players there. But the thing is, it's far and few between. Mm-hmm. And if you were going to, if you were a pro.
What's my position? Quarterback? SEC.
Where would you go?
100%.
How about defensive line?
Big Ten.
Sure. How about defensive line?
Defensive line, could right. SEC.
How about
too?
Offensive line?
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
Pack.
Defensive line.
All right. Wide receiver.
Yeah.
I'd go Pack. I'd go Pack 12. Yeah. I'd go
maybe
I'd go
maybe SEC Mountain West.
Too. SEC. Yeah. SEC.
Yeah. Just SEC sling it out there. So.
Yeah. I mean, crickets. I still.
They don't call crickets, it fucking West Coast offense for nothing. Right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, crickets.
Yeah.
No crickets. Yeah.
Sure.
No crickets.
No, but I mean, it's one of those things. You reach a point. There is no position that I'd say I'm going to Notre Dame because that's I'm going to really.
You know, Joe Theismann.
Meyer, Brady Quinn, Blair Keel. Joe Theismann. Wow.
Was he really?
Wow. I forgot that Paul Hornung was the quarterback there, too. Won the Heisman Trophy on a losing team.
Because there was no press west of the Mississippi, apparently. There was no writers that anybody read. So, yeah.
And also.
There's no writers that anybody read.
Hey. Notre Dame, and I've said it before, they really were the ones that got that sports information department going. They were the ones that used sport as a way of recruiting and used it as a way of, like, building up their character. And they're good about it. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're good about it. But you get to a point where it's like, guys,
yeah,
not everybody's the best lineman coming in or the best, strong safety in a nickelback situation. Wow.
What am I, a fucking Mirage?
32 ounces of prime real estate here from our friends at OIB.
They're Canucks. Mitchell, what are we going to crack open
now? Yeah, speaking of OIB, we are here to also thank OIB, who is our sponsor, who's not paying us, but they're still our sponsor.
Yes, no, they're paying us.
Send Jeff an invoice.
They don't know it yet. All right, we'll come back to that. But
send Jeff a copy of this.
So what we speak of is Old Irving Brewing.
Montrose Avenue.
You could find them at oldirvingbrewing.com. Mm-hmm. Here in Chicago, Illinois.
Bridge
Montrose
is still out.
Right off the highway.
That's right. 4419 West Montrose.
You can't.
Well, you still out, get off. If you're going north, you can still.
You get off a Keeler if you're going north and then go straight and make a left on Montrose, cool, and that's right there. Or park in Rod Zeck's driveway. I'm sure he'd really appreciate that, Rod Zeck.
We'll give that address out later on.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. But anyways, Jeff, they're sponsoring this shit for our inaugural podcast. That's right.
Yeah, and
all right, so we're going to send more beer. We're going to take a pause.
Already in progress.
And we're going to rejoin in a little bit.
We don't know yet.
That's right. Sons of Manarchy. What's her name? Bums of Manarchy. Bums of Manarchy. Just rolls off the tongue. Bums.
Need some mock-ups by Wednesday, Tones.
Exactly. All right.
Okay, hey, welcome back. This is Patty. I'm with Rocky and Eddie from Chicago, talking to you about who knows what. I want to thank our sponsor, Old Irving Brewery, OIB, makers of great beer. And when this COVID thing ends, a great place to have a burger, wings.
Tokyo wings.
Tokyo wings. Oh, man.
Or a Nashville hot.
The Nashville hot.
You get a lot of things there.
Right, now I'm getting fucking hungry. Dude. And you know what? I shouldn't be hungry because I am still suffering from Thanksgiving bloat.
Oh, Patty.
Oh. Patty nearly blew up last night. Oh. You know, it was like, I felt like the, earlier in the day when they had the Macy's big balloons. I was one of the Macy's balloons.
I'm going with Mr. Creosote from Meaning of Life, Monty Python. Ooh. That's what I'm going with. There you go.
God, you're so esoteric, I tell you.
It was Terry Gilliam's birthday the other day.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Fat bastard from Austin Powers.
There you go. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that's what my wife calls me.
Each and every one of those. I mean, it is one of those. Today is a day where, I mean, we just gorge.
God, it was
on
so
Thanksgiving.
Good.
Yes. And it is, you're right. It is. It's a great, much, it's though. Like, oh, man. No, I did. I was a.
Is you?
Oh, are you kidding me? I inhaled anything that was around me.
See, I see it for 3 days, man. I just like, I'll dabble and I'm done. But
no dabbling here.
No dabble, Sweeney.
I'm the new dabble Sweeney. What the hell? We played good football, but I was still feeling the turkey the next day.
I don't think he's a coach.
No. Nobody's
a caricature is what he is. I think it is. Jesus. Hey, what OIB beer would go best with turkey? Let me ask you that.
That's a great question.
That's a good. You know what? We got to get Trevor. We got to get Trevor Rose Hamlin on.
I would go with the Betamax and relax.
Think so because it's a little hoppy, but it's not too.
Yeah, it's not going to blow top. Your brains out. It's what 4.9, 5.2,
it's
like
in
that.
The five ranges between 5 and 6. I think.
If I had a gather,
that's a good question. I think we know people that we can ask that question.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Till our death. sponsor, when we if we like them, we'll bring them on.
Well, I was just there on Wednesday to pick up Krampus.
Krampus.
Oh,
Krampus.
What is Krampus?
Let me tell you what Krampus is. It's barrel-aged beer.
Mm.
It's just a tradition. This is the fourth year.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
What barrels did they use this year? Do you know? Remember?
I do not remember.
I know. Yeah.
I think they might have been Heaven Hill this year.
Is that right?
I think Heaven Hill?
I think so. That's what...
And did they hit the champaruto? Is that the right way to say that?
I don't know.
Sure. It's good. My Spanish is a little rusty, but yeah.
Okay.
Survey.
My Spanglish sounded pretty good.
Shocker for Patty to be speaking incorrect Spanish.
Cerveza con chiles.
Yeah. Hey, Rocky. Careful on that one.
I know.
Remember,
I'm half Mexican.
Hey,
so
remember, I'm a man of the people.
Which half?
You speak better Spanish than I do.
The good half.
Just a good half.
You know what? That should be a slogan, Patty, man of the people.
Yeah, man, it should be.
The fact you're not an alderman right now just blows my mind.
Hey, the fact that we have aldermen that.
City of Chicago is a hot mess. Very complicated.
Going back to Monty Python, bring out your dad. They can be the fucking alderman and do a better job. What the
clank?
Hell? I know. Boom. Like what? Huh? Voted? I never voted on that one. Yeah you did. You weren't in the thing, but somebody voted for you.
Who's the clown that allocated $75,000 for an alley behind a Walgreens somewhere? That's an adjacent precinct. That's what's his name in Portage Park?
No.
Oh yeah.
$75,000 for an alley behind.
That's an arbitrary figure, but it was significant.
It's politics, man. Politics.
He's not wrong.
No, I'm not.
He's not wrong. And you know what? We could go on about politics.
How many wards are there in the city of Chicago? It's like 52.
50.
How many are there in New York? Let me fucking help you.
I don't think zero.
Or five. Five.
So this is the boroughs.
Boroughs.
Yeah.
But isn't it run by the borough presidents and all that? Is that the game?
Supposedly. I'm not a aficionado.
Poli-sci major.
City of
You're such a New York file, I know.
I'm not. However, it's my understanding that there's five. Ward governance bodies.
Boroughs.
But we have 50, to your point, which is stupid.
Well, and the thing is, it doesn't make... There's geographical sense, it makes more. Here, let's see, I need this constituency, so I'm going to go here and there.
Case in point, Patrick.
Yes, sir.
Is there not two wards in our neighborhood?
There's three.
There's three in our neighborhood.
Three
wards in our neighborhood.
And our neighborhood is bound by three streets.
Right. And they're not big. Our little triangle is not big. We have three fucking wards.
No, it's a shit show.
And we can... Ooh. And we can't even get a speed bump, but the ward that's the other street over from us got one.
It's
I fought for years when I was on the street that I was on earlier.
Huh?
And
no go.
Shot done.
No go.
And this was an alderman who was, you know what, he was
yeah.
And he couldn't do it. It's like,
You know what, guys, it just, as much as I love Chicago, I love living in Chicago, but it is unfortunate that it just gets to a point I'm taking too many body punches.
Dude, I'm getting fed up. I hear you, brother. I'm getting fed up.
So we're going to transition to a better place.
Okay.
And that place is NFL week number, what are we at? 13, 12?
Whoa,
five. I don't know.
Like five.
Steelers record.
No,
that's what y'all tell you need to know.
Exactly. Now the Bears are 5-5, right?
Yeah, are they 5-5? I think so.
Are they?
Are the Bears 5-5?
Yeah. So they started 11. Off 5-0.
Yeah,
5-1.
Exactly. They started off 5-0, did they not?
No, 5-1.
Was it 5-1?
Well, yeah. How do you start?
No, they lost to the Colts. Remember?
No.
Yeah.
I do not.
Well,
I'm trying to tamp this down into some kind of repressed memory.
Bears versus Jesus. 98 Bears, Jesus won.
Oh, that's
well, here's the thing. We go, what, Sunday night against?
Yeah.
Pack week. Packers. Oh, Packers boy. Week. 8.5.
8.5 points.
I'm jumping on that later.
8.5 points.
Let's see what the Irish do today.
Over-under is not even listed on FanDuel's sportsbook.
No way.
Can we get FanDuel's sponsor?
No. No, they... No.
Then don't mention it. Call it dual fan.
No, we got to be in Joe Rogan territory for that. Yeah. something along those lines.
Yeah.
Can I call MMA? I have no idea.
All I know is.
Oh, come on, I think, Irish.
Well, we got a sports update. Notre Dame is playing North Carolina, and now it's tied 14-14.
Yeah, second ranked Irish.
And I'm big into the Tar Heels, I'll just say that.
Yeah, well.
Because you know what? As you guys well know. Patty ain't no big Irish guy.
Well, nobody at this table is, man.
No.
No.
But if I can squeeze a little Doughway Ree out of the Golden Domers, man, I'm all in.
Oh, understood.
Yeah, I'll love him for that, but that's dude, about it.
If I can get
I'll more. Even bet on I'll bet on Cincinnati. I'll bet on, you know, if I can win.
If I can get points in the Axis powers, I consider it.
I'll take the Italian Navy plus dude, four warships.
Dude, Rommel in North Africa was money.
Oh.
Money.
Oh, we're so bringing up Rommel.
You factor that in. Yeah. Hey.
Oh, boy.
But you know what?
Who said anything about Hitler?
Hey, Rat Patrol got in there and fucked him up. Who cares?
Was that the genesis of the show?
Who knows?
I never watched Rat Patrol.
Who knows?
Was it good?
Oh, that was terrible.
Was it bad? Guys riding around in the Jeep.
Like, Rat Patrol. Like, yeah, Rat Patrol. It was called Rat Patrol.
Rat Patrol. You were what? In the 50s, right?
No, it was 60s.
Was it 60s?
What? I don't remember.
Rat Patrol.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it a cartoon? What is it?
No, it was live action.
It was live action kind of in the desert, obviously. Yeah. World War II-ish against the Germans. Well, you know, our
anti-Nazi.
Our boys were, yes, our boys were killing Nazis.
I don't remember.
I don't even think it lasted that long. We could look that shit up, but I would. It would take too much.
Too much effort. You guys need to bring your technology template to the podcast.
I think you're right. Hey,
no, you're going analog over there.
Oh yeah, I don't need that.
right here.
I'm gonna get a book.
This brain up here is my template of knowledge.
Whether it's right, it's always right.
It's always right. Everybody else is wrong. Yes, you're right.
You check your history books.
Check that. You go check that. Dare you.
So on a more serious note,
uh-oh. All
right.
Viacom is fucking Dave Chappelle right in the butt cheeks.
Yeah, you know what, though? But Netflix is doing the right thing.
They are. Yeah. They yanked it, didn't they?
They fucking sure as shit did.
He's not getting paid by Viacom.
Nope.
For the original Dave Chappelle.
Which Viacom
television
owns.
Shows, which, well, they own.
They own.
They own the rights to.
Understood.
Doesn't mean that it can't pay a motherfucker.
Understood.
Right.
Understood. Understood.
Well, that's, it's
I understand the business decision, but good on Netflix.
I'm abstaining after your
well, there's no abstaining. It's not this there.
Well,
it's not
there.
There
anymore, I guess.
Not yeah. there. Come to my house. Watch the DVDs. I know it goes against your...
Whoa.
We watched Blazing Saddles on a DVD. No. I thought your head was going
to... Hold on, Rocky. it's just not right. That's too much for Rocky to take.
No.
Rocky cannot do it.
No. Let's bring back the buggy whips. Let's bring back paper. We're going to bring back paper in a big way.
Hold on.
What else we got?
Hey,
listen, Simple Jack.
Petey Boy. Petey Boy down the street will help you with the paper.
A little Tropic Thunder. I like it.
That movie holds up.
That shocked me when we were watching that. That
Jeff
shocked
Portnoy.
2008 Tropic Thunder, we said, right?
That's correct.
2008.
Yeah. 2008. A movie that cannot get made today because of Simple Jack alone.
No. Oh, yeah.
Dude. Oh, boy. Popularized by Donald Trump.
The movie's in my brain.
Movie's in my brain. And they force him to do it under process. He's got the coconut fucking hair.
Coconut wig.
Oh, yeah.
They jammed some other guy's upper dentures into his fucking mouth.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, then the little kid, my son, and at the end, he's stabbing him with
something. Shoulder the penknife.
Oh, that was, you know,
Danny
what?
McBride, Nick Nolte. Nick Nolte is so goddamn funny.
He had hands.
That is my favorite line. It's such a throwaway line. It's like, they take a gag out of McBride's mouth. He's got hands.
That was, you know what? Yeah.
There you go.
That was enlightening. It was funny. God. It was funny as could be.
It is so well done.
But it's, I gotta wait a while before you see it again though.
Oh sure,
it's gotta be.
Oh yeah, a couple years.
Five years.
Oh yeah,
at least.
Yeah, you go back sometimes. It's like,
yeah, no, but it's,
that would shock the hell out of me.
It's still
that
goddamn
funny.
That was funny. Well, we did a couple in the backyard with some Amazon streaming televisions. Yeah,
wow.
Can we get Amazon to? anybody know anybody in Amazon?
I don't know.
We do, but they won't.
they won't.
Hey, getting back to you brought it up.
Yes.
Or whatever week into this football, and we're Sunday night. I'm just in this mode of Mitch is gonna.
Oh,
gonna
Mitch
start.
Trubisky.
What are your options?
Well, your options are your. Yeah, he's not practicing. He's fucking hurt.
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
listen, that Minnesota game, I thought that was a lock to win.
Oh, it should have been.
And they scratched out one special teams kick return and two field goals. Against a Minnesota team that started, what, 0-4, 0-5, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
They were a disaster.
Yeah. They beat Green Bay week 5, I want to say, and embarrassed them badly.
Yeah.
It was either 4 or 5.
But you know what? Think about this, though.
Vikings are going to make the playoffs.
We're giving it to them if they lose four in a row, five in a row. But think about this. Dalvin Cook's the one that's helped them out an
it's
awful
a beast.
Lot. He yeah. That guy, they started saying, okay, Cousins fucks us up. Let's give the ball to Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
And guess what? Yeah. Only good things have happened when they put it in Dalvin Cook's hands.
Yeah.
That's correct.
As much as David Montgomery, I like him.
It's okay.
But I think he's more a, you know, change of pace. He's not a guy going through.
He's a third and three option.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I blame, you know what, Tariq Cohen, you know, same fucking
nice
name.
Slow back, but
it's like, you get Montgomery in the fourth round.
Yeah.
He's a fourth round talent.
It's fine. But running backs, you don't have to burn a first rounder on running backs. We know that.
I know that, but I guess where I'm going is, you better get it right. And you better have something behind it. It all comes back to I'm just sick and tired of pace.
Yeah,
I'm sick and tired of pace.
So in over his skis.
He is way over.
Adam Shaheen's doing well down in Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
They're utilizing him.
Oh, the tight end.
Go figure. Yeah. Go fucking figure. Trey Burton actually is doing well in Indianapolis.
Oh shit!
So the rap on Matt Nagy is he's a scheme guy. He's a scheme guy. He puts a play in your book.
Break that down for me. What do you mean?
A scheme guy means you run the scheme, the play, right, offensively, regardless of the talent. And then there's the philosophy of a talent guy who runs. Obviously,
well, that
position
seems like, that seems like a problem.
It is a problem. That's the point. He's presuming that the scheme is going to fit the players.
No,
carte blanche, and that's not the way it works.
No, you got to tailor your game plan to your talent.
Correct, but that's the knock on Matt Nagy. I'm telling you.
Ugh.
It's disappointing.
Matt Nagy, offensive genius.
Yeah, well,
yeah, he was brilliant when he had Pat Mahomes. How's that working out?
He doesn't have Pat Mahomes.
He never did.
He also doesn't have the Kansas City. He never fucking
had. He never had
line.
Mahomes.
Oh, I thought I thought he was with Mahomes for a year.
No, wow.
You sure about that?
We can check that, but I don't think he had Mahomes.
So he had Alex Smith.
Small hands here.
Ooh. Alex Smith, comeback player of the year.
Yeah,
huh? Dude, what went through, he's going to, dude, yeah. That guy's got moxie.
What, 700?
Yeah. He's playing.
He's winning games.
He's 760 days.
He almost lost his leg.
He did.
Because of medical malpractice.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
What city did he get touched up in? Where were they?
The Washington football team.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's what I'm calling it these days.
The Redskins?
Your words, not mine.
Rocky gives no shits.
How do you feel about Chief Walker?
No.
I'm gonna call them the Washington Snyders. Until, why not? So with that, he's such an egomaniac. I think that's what we'll go for. Hi, I'm with the Washington Snyders.
This is awful. That's just painful.
He's a poor man Jerry Jones with zero Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And a devalued franchise.
Hey, Dan. I know you're not good, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to overpay you three times worth. Okay.
He's fucking stupid. I'm sorry.
I'm not a religious individual, but thank Christ I was not born a Redskins or Washington football team fan. Yeah.
Who's worse, him or fucking Jerry Jones?
Snyder. Jerry Jones is going to the Hall of Fame.
For what?
Being an ownership, for sure. Look how he maximized the value on that franchise.
If you look at the return on invested capital, he's losing the game, dude.
No way.
Jerry Jones?
I think in terms of how much he's spending versus championships, yes. Under his exact leadership,
If you break it out to that segment, maybe.
Yeah, I think you guys were saying it before. He's overpaying for talent that's not producing anything. Well, Tony Romo is a perfect fucking example. How many championships did Tony Romo deliver?
Cost him nothing.
Sarah.
Well,
nothing.
But pick another player.
Hey, what,
in the last
what round was Romo
10 years?
He's late. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. 6th, 7th.
Something like that.
Illinois guy.
Oh, yeah. Cradle quarterback.
I don't know. I'm not trying to defend Snyder because he's
Jimmy
a
Garoppolo?
Jackass. But
yeah. Didn't Mike Shanahan, is he not a grad of?
Is that right?
I think he is.
Hey, and you know what?
Is that right?
Yeah. Pace, too.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Hate to.
Thank you.
Hate to drop a load. Hate to drop a load on you there, but that just.
That is a load.
Where is Eastern Illinois?
Macomb.
Where's Macomb?
Oh, wait, hold on. No, is that Western? Wait. Charles.
Unfortunately, there's no way to find out.
Eastern Illinois is in Charleston, Illinois, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
What am I looking for? Western Illinois?
No,
Eastern Illinois. Eastern Illinois. Cradle quarterback.
Western Illinois, the Leathernecks. Great name. Love that.
For anybody listening there at home, if you have any questions.
Charleston, Illinois.
Yeah.
Mascots go, Pat is your
guy. Something like that.
Looks like a castle. What is the?
Are they the rooks?
Bishop 3-7.
Here's your Queen's Gambit reference for the day.
Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It is the Panthers.
Panthers.
Is that what I said?
Eastern Illinois Panthers.
Yeah.
I did say Panthers. They're
not
check on the.
There's no way to check.
They're not the Chanteliers.
I don't know.
They're not the Dons.
No, the Chanticleers.
Chanticleers.
Chanticleers. Yes. Or the South Dakota Jackrabbits or something
that's
like
a,
that.
Oh, that's a good one. Too. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. Patty's our guy.
Our childhood friends that we grew up with, their kid.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a jackrabbit.
Really?
Football farm, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The daughter played softball. I'm trying to think where she graduated from. But yeah. The jackrabbits.
Huh.
That's kind of cool.
Dynamite.
I like that.
Boy, if we ever get a greedy question on a trivia night that had mascots for NCAA.
We've never done that. Have we ever had that?
Oh, trivia.
Everybody stand down. Here, fill this out.
And you know what the thing is? I started naming
the actual mascot.
The actual
it's like
mascot.
Charlie Cornhusker. That's not what they're asking for.
Pistol Sparty. Pistol Pete from Oklahoma State. I was just like, oh, wait, that's not what you guys want? I'm sorry.
No, there's two Cardinals. Not touching it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That was
Illinois State and, like, Louisville. It's like,
wait, hold on. Louisville. Oh, shit in my mouth. Louisville.
It's out north of New Orleans.
It's a fun city.
Louisville?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did some time cool. there. Yeah. I've never been there.
It's cool. We went on a spring break job.
Yeah. It's cool.
It was dope.
Yeah.
You hit the
Muhammad Ali. Bourbon. What's that like? Whiskey. What's that like? Boxing whiskey.
The wildest thing. And horse racing. The wildest thing is Ali at, Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
Oh, that was dope.
It's not in a nice place.
No. It's in a weird spot. You're out in the middle of nowhere. It's in a
weird fucking spot. Yeah. You are just like.
Yeah, and there's no good neighborhood.
It's a shithole, isn't it?
Walking distance.
Yeah.
In and around it. We went, they were remodeling it. It was 3 weeks before the it was 3 weeks before the Derby.
Uh-huh.
And they had a lot of work to do. They actually had still conducted the tours.
Who's running this? The Greek Olympic Committee? Yeah.
I think they might have been.
When's it start next week?
I'll tell you what. Ooh. A road trip.
How flexible are we? Dates?
April or October?
Yeah.
Go to Keeneland.
Keeneland.
Go. Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
We drove there.
Shit.
We drove there and went to the track there. We bet on live racing there. It was awesome.
It is truly one of those things where they don't have an announcer.
It's a horse track.
It is a horse track. It's a beautiful really cool. horse track.
It is.
On the weekends, all the Kentucky, University of Kentucky co-eds show up dressed to the nines.
I'm sure. SEC.
It was.
You get all dolled up.
It was, hello, how are you? Good to see you. It's a good thing I had sunglasses on that day.
Yeah. Aviators?
Oh, yeah.
Moving slow. Yeah.
No, the mountain climber ones where you couldn't see anything. You couldn't see anything.
They're the bug eye ones. Yeah. Real big ones.
It was just one of those where it was like going, whoa, whoa, whoa. All
right.
Yeah, very nice.
Walk away.
Very nice. I will. I'm just saying. It's back in the day. Going back in the day.
How is Notre Dame and North Carolina tied?
Because North Carolina's 25th ranked.
Well, because
it's there. I get
whatever.
I get
you know what? Notre Dame will get a questionable call go their way.
It's 6.5. That's what I like. The magic of the Irish. Oh, be lucky charms.
The angels came down to help the Irish win the game.
Oh, touched on Jesus. Oh, Christ.
It was amazing. There was a swath of angel dust covering things. And it covered the eyes of the defender. So our great receiver caught the ball and ran it all the way back. For a Notre Dame win.
For 97.3%, that's a little rough Irish accent.
It is. It's
well, I had to, because it wouldn't be my... Come
more
on.
More a poo.
More McKinley Park.
Bubbly Creek.
Hey.
Why not?
You know, the great thing about McKinley Park is... Most people don't even know where the fuck it is.
Dude, was it not the hottest real estate market in Chicago last year for a quarter?
I suppose. That's
dude, Southside Bridgeport.
Yeah. People were buying, they were buying up like two flats and changing them into single homes. They were getting them for a song. They were getting them like $150, $200.
Dude, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah.
Giving lots away.
Why not?
Well, you know, dude. You're so close to downtown. You're right at the expressway. Yeah.
Look at Kenwood. The mansions you can get for a song. Shit. You got to put a shit ton of money in it. But Kenwood's gorgeous.
Some of those places are just awesome.
Oh,
it is.
Man, Hyde Park.
Oh, it is.
Man, underserved area. Gorgeous area. Yeah. I know where you're going.
Yeah. Well, no, you know what?
There's the infrastructure around outside of University of Chicago. What do you got?
Well, think about this.
No, that is
it. If you know what? The unfortunate thing is University of Chicago, if that's in another neighborhood.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm not being...
Yeah, yeah.
People would know more about them.
Yeah.
I honestly think even people from Chicago have no idea how great a school the University of Chicago is.
Oh, dude, it's global.
Yeah.
Global leader, for sure.
And just, you know, how it got started, how the Rockefeller money pumped into that, how, you know, it's like the home of the modern... economists and all that stuff.
Didn't they have some nuclear research center? It was the original design.
Is that Fermi?
No.
He's going the atom bomb dropped under Stagg Field.
Look it up. Look it up. There's a placard.
So Robert Goddard.
There's a placard on premise there. Yeah. You can go visit, dude.
They did something under Stagg Field, under the football field.
They designed the fucking atom bomb
at UC.
At UC.
No shit.
Yeah,
look, and they were building a prototype there until that's they correct. Moved it out to, I think, Los Alamos.
Yeah,
that, exactly, Mexico, right? Exactly right. Exactly
little,
right.
Little, what, wow. Little Boy and Fat Man and all that. I don't know which one was done here.
Yeah, they did some prototyping, and to this day, it's radioactive area. And
no.
Yes, you can go, dude.
Huh?
It's.
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm not looking this up.
Tap the little keyboard.
Nope.
Fucking nope. G-O-O-G-L-E.
Oh, and I mean, when you go... Hey,
your word is bond.
You go on the campus. I mean, those you're buildings on that campus are just incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Oh, cops?
Oh. Hey. Oh, my ride's here.
Yeah, we're here.
What did I say?
Never gets old.
If it's timed well, it doesn't get old.
Wait, the PC police just came by. They're coming to get us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they want their character back.
Oh, God. You know, who knows? That's...
If you want to get a rant about UC, then if I can go ahead and turn this into the parking meter debacle. City of Chicago, nobody doing their due diligence on that research because they had no access to economists here in Chicago.
You didn't even need money. An economist. You needed
freshman econ student would have told you this is bullshit.
You needed somebody who didn't have their head up their ass to just kind of say, anyone. "Hey, this doesn't work out, anyone. Guys.
It's terrible.
We got a problem here."
This is why that company jumped on it. Oh, really? This is your numbers?
It was a billion dollars. It was a billion dollars
that Daley needed to go ahead and plug a budget, and he burned that $1 billion. Within the fiscal year.
And then the Skyway was $5 billion?
Maybe.
Or was it the other way around?
I don't know.
I think the Skyway might have been a bit. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But it was one of those things where, well, we've talked about it.
It's privatized now.
The parking thing is like, how can you not build in you raise...
You're flushing.
There's no poison pill clause.
You're flushing money down the toilet.
Yeah. 75 years. It's ironclad. Iron fucking clad. Like, huh? So you, City of Chicago attorneys, got outcoached.
Yeah, essentially.
Got outcoached.
What you're saying?
Because Daley forced this down everybody's throats. And how many Auburn voted against it? I'll give you a big round number. Yes,
zero.
Zero.
Zero. Yeah.
Zero.
Rhymes with fucking nothing.
You can translate all you want. Hey, put it in a Google Translate.
Weren't we supposed to have the Olympics? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. No, you had nothing to do with that.
Speaking of old Irving Brewing.
Yes.
Oh. That's a good segue.
That is a good segue.
Well, that was an in-your-face segue.
Wow. I'm sorry. What do they do? What are they known for?
Let me explain. They're known for beer. You can get beer here at Old Irving Brewing, also known as OIB, here in the city of Chicago.
Hey, but now with this, all these Corona things and things are open. Can we still get beer from OIB?
You can go in with your mask intact, and you could buy. They have a dispensary right there to get your beer.
What's that? Right, it's a dispensary.
Different kind of dispensary, Eddie. I like the way you're thinking. However, they have beer there.
But also, can't I get curbside?
You can get curbside pickup. Correct?
Yeah.
You can get food. They're
oh, they have food.
They have food. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. The best food.
That's how I had those Tokyo wings the other night.
Yes.
Kind of wings. Tokyo wings?
So you can get food and you can get also swag if you want to get your OIB.
Yeah, merch. They got some flannel. Yeah, I need a flannel. Yeah,
they got
they
really
dope
nice
flannels.
New flannels and flannel hoodies they have now.
I saw those. Those are nice.
Those are dope.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see those. Cool.
So our sponsors, Old Irving Brewing, go check them out. It's the right thing to do. From me to you.
I like that.
Nice you know what?
And, like, and, nice and, like, Krampus.
And what's the Krampus merch? What's the website for OIB?
It's oldirvingbrewing.com.
Okay, because I think that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah. Because you know what? I love... Because what I did
Hashtag fucking awesome.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Because, you know, what I did is I ordered some beers and was able to just pull up. They put it on the thing, picked it up. See you later. How you doing? So...
All right, people, we are at the end of our second portion of the inaugural podcast for.
Nice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's very exciting.
I like the fact that you used the proper word inaugural because people would just say first annual.
No, that's not first annual. That's not. There's no such thing.
I always hate that. It's inaugural. Annual. No, yeah. It's your first one. Yeah.
That's the equivalency of hitting reply all.
That is true.
When you don't have to.
That is true. Yeah. Whoa, Nelly.
We'll get into office politics pet peeves
in the next segment. This is Bums of Manarchy. Bums of Manarchy. The podcast.
And you are?
And I am Rocky. This is
Patty.
And
this
Eddie.
Is Eddie.
Merch to follow.
There, exactly. Keep
your eyes peeled. Big time merch to follow. Merch,
pint, dope ass pint glasses.
Yep. Signing off. Day after Thanksgiving, you people. Be safe out there.
Yep.
We'll talk soon.
You fat bastard.
Ciao, ciao for now.